From the New England News Collaborative, this is Next. I'm Annie Ropeek, reporter for New Hampshire Public Radio, and I'm your host today. Thanks for joining us. We talked to Heather Brandon during her morning commute to work. Heather is the digital news editor at New England Public Radio. She used to drive from her home in Hartford, Connecticut, to Springfield, Massachusetts. It would take her anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour, depending on traffic. But this summer, she committed to taking the train.
I'm on the train platform. The platform I am on is empty, except for me and a bunch of birds. They're taking refuge under this roof.
Hello.
Thank you. Just got on the train.
After Heather got settled on the train, producer Morgan Springer talked to her about the commute.
Why take the train instead of drive?
Well, I think there might be a cost savings. I've been telling myself there isn't one because the upfront cost, or like what you pay out of pocket regularly, feels like more. But I think over the long run, it actually is a savings. And then there's my mental health and my physical health, like sitting in a car for long periods and feeling aggravated like almost the entire time is not healthy for me. And when the traffic is bad and there's unexpected delays or there's an accident, it can be really irksome and stressful. And I like having the time to kind of unwind a little bit, stare out the window, do something, whatever it is, whether it's work or talking on the phone or writing something. I can take the time to reflect or be productive on the train, and that's a lot more meaningful to me.
Do you feel like it has helped your mental health?
Yes. And I will say, too, that I'd like to be one less car on the road. I mean, I think, like, if we're going to make a shift as a society away from car dependency, which might need to be our future, it happens one person at a time. So, this is my own personal experiment. I could go on. I think I have a lot more reasons.
Yeah. So, okay, you mentioned that you thought you were losing money by taking the train, but maybe it doesn't actually work out that way. So what's the breakdown? Like, how much does it cost for a monthly pass, et cetera?
I was putting together some numbers. So the monthly pass, which I think saves me money, is around $125 a month. It fluctuates a little bit. I'm not sure why. If I take the train 5 days a week, up and back, that works out to about $625 a day. And then currently I'm driving to the station and paying to park, which is $95 a month where I'm parking. That feels like a lot. You know, a lot of people might balk at that. Compared to the car, so I figured this out based on looking at federal mileage rate, which is 58 cents a mile right now. If I'm driving the car 5 days a week for, say, 48 weeks, so you count for vacations or something, it works out to about $162.50 a week. So per month, that would be $650 a month.
Wow.
So that federal mileage rate considers a lot of things like wear and tear, gas. I might be saving around $100 a month by taking the train. That's my math.
That's amazing. So, because you had thought, you know, I'm not saving money by taking the train, did it feel good to actually sit down and do the numbers and say, okay, not only does this help my mental health, but I'm actually making a sound financial decision?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, that feels really good. And it makes me feel less terrible about paying for parking per month.
Heather, thank you so much for talking, and safe travels.
Thank you, and same to you. Take care.
That was producer Morgan Springer speaking with Heather Brandon, digital news editor for New England Public Radio.
This is my stop, Springfield. Just getting off the train. It's kind of loud.